You're listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
Good afternoon, Northern Arizona. Thanks for listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show. Happy to be here with you today. Always want to hear from you, 877-971-3971. As always, we have a ton to cover. We can't even cover all this stuff in an hour, but we always try.
Yeah, it's the effort. Yeah. Effort that counts.
Effort. And Chaz is here today, as usual. Okay, we're going to get to the healthcare debacle. We talked about it on Thursday, and I was sitting in the dark room here, grumpy. If you folks are listening on Thursday, I knew this was going to happen, so we're going to get into it. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because it was so predictable. I didn't know exactly how it was going to fail. I just knew it was going to fail. Maybe there's some hope down the road, but I doubt it. This is just getting ridiculous. So we're going to get to that, and let's get your calls and your thoughts on that. And I also want to get to... I love talking about smartphones and all this, and I have a story about smartphones and then also how it relates to parents. It's not the kids that are always having the problems here with their head glued to these devices. The parents are actually having a problem, and there's a new study out, if you believe studies.
Yeah, you're backing it up.
Yeah, if you believe studies. I mean, sometimes you use common sense in conjunction with the study, but it makes sense. And also, this is going to be a good one, how the government is screwing things up. I'm talking about your daily life, your little things. So think like, okay, you want them to handle your health care. Well, how are they going to do that? They've screwed up the light bulb.
Oh, no.
They've screwed up the toilet.
No.
They've screwed up gas cans.
No.
And they can't even fix our roads. That you get into some of the bigger stuff you expect them to do, like our roads, our infrastructure. But you think they're going to handle healthcare when, I mean, we'll talk about the gas can. This is an interesting story if you haven't heard this one already. Again, your calls, your text messages, 877-971-3971. Did you have a good weekend?
I did have a good weekend. I actually went down to Sedona, saw an amazing monsoon, lightning storm. Also checked out our beautiful Grand Canyon here in Arizona. Folks, if you haven't been there.
You were all
exactly,
over. Did you have like guests?
I did.
Out of town? Okay.
You got to show them all around. And then, go to the Grand Canyon, folks. You haven't been there for a while. It's still that beautiful hole in the ground.
So. Oh, that's awesome. Every time you see it, you're like, wow. But I saw this video that Chaz has of lightning in Sedona. It was like, man, you might
National Geographic.
Yeah,
that's
you should
me.
Send that in. Maybe we can share that with our listeners at some point, unless you've already, sold it to another, another program. Well, I took time off, school starts for most folks in the Flagstaff area. A lot of folks down south have already started, but end of next week. So I wanted to take my kids and just go have a fun weekend. And we went to Wet n Wild.
Classic.
So, yeah, have you been
there?
Love
that place.
It's really cool. It wasn't too busy. Now, they were having a special that you from Flagstaff. If you actually we didn't know about this, so we got you show your ID. It's like half price. I don't know if it's still going on, giving them free advertising here. But you might want to check that out because it was pretty cool to go down there and spend half price. But I'm driving down there. And first of all, you got to take I-17. You got to avoid the holes in the pavement, right? Because
right.
The road is horrible. And we have some of our friends who are always they're truck drivers and they're driving all the time in Northern Arizona. They're texting me all the time about how bad the roads are. I know, it's ridiculous, but the roads are horrible. Borough update, the borough signs, remember this thing?
Right.
They're expanding. So folks, a couple months ago we talked about the borough crossings and these animals going across and getting hit and causing accidents. I actually saw them even further north. But side note there on all that. So I'm turning off to turn off, I think it's Pinnacle Peak or Carefree, wherever Wet n Wild turnoff is. And as I'm merging, this motorcycle pulls out. Now, I've heard about these guys who are out there like stunt driving on freeways. Have you heard about this?
I've
seen YouTube videos. They're like going, swerving in and out of traffic, going, 100 and something miles per hour. This dude goes right in front of me. He's merging on the 17, rush hour. I'm trying to get to Wet n Wild, more important than wherever he's going. And he pulls a wheelie.
No way.
On I-17.
Where's
right
the video?
In front of me.
Where's the video?
Are you serious? I couldn't do that while I was
Picture
driving.
Picture didn't happen.
Happened so quick. I've heard about this, and these guys that are out there doing this stunt stuff, he actually pulled a wheelie.
consider yourself right fortunate. I don't know.
I don't know what the life expectancy is in Phoenix traffic if you're driving. And then he started swerving in and out and going crazy. I'm sure folks have seen this before.
So it's kind of like a movie.
It was like, crazy. You know, it was like a James Bond, Mission Impossible type thing. So anyway, okay, we go to Wet n Wild. Really fun. But what I notice is the cell phone addiction is at epidemic levels in our nation. It's huge. And Chaz is texting right now. He's not even paying attention. He's going crazy there with his thumbs. So I'm walking around. We're waiting in line or you know, going from one ride to the next or whatever. And this kid, these two kids, bump into me. I'm holding my phone up to my face right now. You know, here you are outside having fun in a water theme park.
Yeah.
And this kid, he's got the phone glued to his face, literally like this. You can't see anything. And I'm like, hey.
You know, world's out here,
dude,
pal.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, dude, go have some fun. And I see all these kids with like the waterproof phones, like, you know, the big pouches, and they're just, it's too much. But anyway, so I found this study. Kids feel unimportant. Now, this is the parents. So we've talked about the kids and the amount of hours they're spending on these smart devices. So I found this study, and this is from parenting.com. Kids feel unimportant to cell phone addicted parents. Of course, where are they getting this from, right?
Yeah.
Where are they getting
exactly
this from? So nearly one-third of children feel unimportant when their parents use their cell phones during mealtimes, conversations, TV watching, and playing outside or a theme park, according to a recent study. They asked 6,000 children ages 8 to 13 countries all around the world, including the U.S., and they discovered 32% feel unimportant when their moms and dads were distracted by their phones. The kids said they had to compete with technology for their parents' attention. Are they being whiny, or is this just...
I think this is actually holds some weight.
So you're sitting there at the dinner table, and Billy's talking, and Billy's like, oh, I had such a good day in school. Look at my pretty artwork, and blah, blah,
and
blah.
It's like, oh, and, wait, look at this Instagram photo.
Yeah, and they're looking at Chaz's lightning storm on
hey,
Instagram.
That's a good distraction.
But no, is this... and what happened to the family meals? Maybe that's part of the problem we're having in this country. The kids said they had to compete with it, on and on. In addition, 54% of the kids think their parents spend too much time on their phones. Well, yeah. 52% of moms and dads agreed. So that's according to this study on parenting.com.
It's a good socially acceptable addiction now, cell phone addiction.
I don't know if it's good.
Well, not good. I shouldn't say that, but socially acceptable.
But I just noted this. I mean, no matter where you go, you mentioned the Grand Canyon. I went to the Grand Canyon. Had family in town. That's you know,
yeah. You kind of got to do that.
Yeah, you do that. And I noticed all these people just walking around with these selfie sticks.
Oh, those are epic.
It's embarrassing.
No, those are great for that. That amazing Instagram/Facebook selfie.
Have you seen this, folks? That the sticks, they're walking around.
This is like 3 years ago, Jeff. Come on.
I know. I just couldn't imagine. Do a selfie like you're supposed to, or ask one of the 9,000 tourists that are right next to you, hey, can you snap a picture? They look at you like, oh, someone's talking to me? You know, send me a text. Anyway. So, okay, we started a new poll. You know, we do these poll of the week, and a lot of them have been political lately. This one's a little different. This has to do with cell phones and underage. So people under 18 years old, when is the age that you should give a minor a cell phone? That's a simple question. There's multiple choices in there. You can add choices up to 18 years age. Because I want to know, because I've got three kids at home, and... there's been some controversy in my family with when do you give your kids these devices. Mm-hmm. So go to talkwithjeff.com and click its top post right now. Tell me what you think, minors and cell phones. What's the age? I'd love to hear from you. All right, folks, 877-971-3971. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will get into the Obamacare GOP failure. You're listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show. Back in a minute.
The Jeff Horvitz Show, Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. on 97.1, The Big Talker.